Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I stated that physical death is an intrusion into the perfect order of the original creation. Follow closely as we continue with that today. Verse 58, he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, it'll seem like it's vain. It seems like nothing's happening. I imagine Moses felt that way. And I imagine there are other times that even more so that Noah felt that way when his preaching only saw his family saved and multitudes that did not get saved that would die in the flood. Now, there may have been some saved before that died before the flood came. But, oh my goodness, all those that did die. And it may have seemed as if it was ineffective. But it will be highly rewarded. He's already in Faith's Hall of Fame there in the book of Hebrews. So, because of that, you know God's will for your life. You know what he'd have you to do. You know there are certain things that's commanded that we should do, whether we say, well, I don't know if I've been called to that. No, it's in the Bible that we're commanded to do. You do it. For example, he said to love one another as I have loved you, not just as yourself, as Christ loves you, which is even greater than you love yourself. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is. So be faithful in God's house, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Be where they preach the word and the music is holy and acceptable unto God. And see how you can serve him in that local ministry. So again, your labor is not in vain in the Lord because you obey those things he tells you to do. You're faithful to God's house. You witness. You tithe. You offer. Offering is that above a tithe. You do those things as you are led by the Lord, a holy God, and you do it in holiness. Okay, so your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So looking again at this, it says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God simply requires a change from the physical and spiritual, from the temporal to the eternal. Physical death is an intrusion into the perfect order of the original creation. And so when Christ restores all things, it goes back to the intent with Satan and his cohorts removed out of the way. Genesis 3:19. We see that the great enemy that will be destroyed. And so that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26 that we just were looking at. And so let's look back here because it's in chapter 15. It's just a little bit further back up where he says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That's separation from God. Oh boy, I tell you what, that is a great promise. And so, ultimately, that will consummate in all things being made new, as Revelation chapter 21, verse 5 says, that former things passed away. Behold, all things are made new. So we await the fulfillment of that promise when we'll be freed from the curse of death. But does the body have blood up there? Does it have flesh? I believe it has flesh, and it could have blood. But I can tell you this. It'll be sinless blood. It'll be sinless flesh. And in that our bodies will be fashioned like unto his glorious body. There's no more sickness, no more death, No more crying, no more tears. Perhaps it's that precious blood of Jesus also that flows through us. So, ma'am, I hope this answers your question. And I tell you what, sometimes these ladies give a whole lot better questions than some of the men do, and even some of our Bible students. So I'm not putting women against men. I'm just saying that, wow, that tells me that here was somebody that they're meditating in the things of God, and they've read the scriptures, and they've heard preachers say things, and they wonder, is this the way it is? So I'm so glad that they came up with this. Now, this next one comes from someone who watched our church services. Now, our church services, we live stream each of our church's services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. If we have a Bible conference or a mission conference, each of those services are live streamed either on our Facebook or on our sermon audio site or on our YouTube channel, whatever. They get live streamed. Revival meetings, they get live streamed. And so we've done that. So we've had people that watch our services on a regular basis. Some say, I live in such a place and there are no fundamental churches here. They're all either liberal or they're Calvinist or they're contemporary or something of that nature. And so they want a Bible preaching church. But then some of them will ask questions of, why do you do this or why do you do that? And this listener, he's asked this question. And so he says, I noticed watching your church online, there's no clapping. Also, I will hear you and other speakers you have preach against social drinking, even movies, dancing. Isn't that legalistic? Don't we have grace and liberty in those things? Have you considered that you may be keeping people away from God's house, and thereby they may not get saved? And so, as hard as that question seems, I think it's a legitimate question on their part. They're not trying to be a smart aleck. I think they're just trying to say something that is a concern to them. They don't know, so they have asked, what about this? So let's go into that. I was going to do another question first about the white throne judgment and the judgment seat of Christ. That'll probably follow this one, but let me get into this one because I want you to hear it. Now, I'm going to hit different places in 1 Corinthians as well as in 2 Corinthians, some verses. I just want you to be able to hear those verses and have those verses right there for you to listen to and so forth in your Bible. So I hope you have a good King James Bible. You know, they come from the right transcripts, the best transcripts. So why use any other Bible? Say, well, I think I can learn more from a different way of saying it in English and in those Bibles than King James English. Well, understand that your relationship is with God is a personal relationship. And he gave his Holy Spirit. God is God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. I mean, they're all three one, okay? Three divine personages in one divine essence. And so they're indwelling you. The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. And so what we're told in Galatians chapter 5 is that if you'll walk in the Spirit, and we're also told that in Ephesians, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now, I think that a lot of these people are very, very sincere that you have watched on TV that have the, for example, the contemporary music, those drums just beating out a beat that just really affects your body. It just can't sit still. And you see them talk about these other things having liberty to do it. And the Bible even predicted in Jude 4 of the last days that there'd be they who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Anything goes. Anything's all right. We've got liberty. We've got grace. We can do this now. It's no longer sin. Well, that's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. God is a holy God, my friend. And I want you to understand that a holy God will never give us liberty to do the unholy. And taking you back to one of my college days experiences, I had an experience with a teacher, which afterwards I went down to the dean's office and basically let him know that if this is what you folks believe here, I'm leaving. I've got a wife and two children, and I'm struggling. And I'm not going to stay here if this is what y'all believe and teach. And when I told him, he also said, we don't believe that. We don't teach that. And they dealt with it. And that guy, they let him finish the year, but he no longer taught that. And he was no longer, as soon as that year was over, because it was the second semester of the school, that he did not teach there any longer. But he said, talking about marriage, he said the husband is over the wife, and therefore, wives, obey your husbands as unto the Lord. And then he used this illustration. He said in 1 Peter chapter 3, it mentions how Sarah obeyed Abraham, and she was blessed. Well, she was blessed. But he implied that she obeyed him in was the blessing, is that he said to tell these kings that I'm your sister. Okay. Tell them I'm your sister, not my wife. And so the king took her to himself and would have consummated the relationship, but God stopped him. And old Abraham was rebuked for it. But this professor said she was blessed for that reason, because she obeyed him by not telling him that she was his wife. And he says, if a husband tells his wife that he and a friend of his, they wanted to swap wives for the night and sleep with a different one, then if the wife said, no, I'm not going to do that, or she wanted to do alcohol, drugs, and she says, no, I'm not going to do that, he said she would be in sin. I asked him about the holiness of God, and he thought, no, because this says definitely obey. Well, I was the mature guy in the class. I was 26 years old. So I was older than a lot of the students in that class, but I realized that most of the students believed this guy. He used scriptures. He used 1 Peter 3. He's right. If your husband tells you to do those things, you do it. Well, I wondered if he would have said, hey, go and try to blow up the White House, or hey, go out there and shoot these people in the head. I wonder if she would have been in sin to not obey her husband to do that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.